Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The roof's on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root in the saddle. Welcome back to our Friday edition of our show. Today is a big day because there's a lot in the news I want to get to. Let me run through a couple of news stories. Yes, the Root's on fire. The world's on fire. The United States is a dumpster and on fire. And dumpster fire. But here are a few news stories I want to get to, and then I want to read you my latest commentary that I just finished this morning. It'll be out on Sunday through Creator Syndicate, my nationally syndicated newspaper column company. First of all, you know I tell you all day long how deadly and dangerous the vaccine is. And VAERS report, Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System, now reports in just the first 8 weeks of 2022, we're already at 47% of the total VAERS submissions for 2021 of myocarditis, which is heart swelling, which can kill you, which can give you a heart attack, which can make you weak, which can ruin the entire rest of your life. There were 11,000-plus reports of it last year. Oh, I'm sorry, I got it wrong. There were 24,000 reports of pericarditis and myocarditis submitted to VAERS in 2021. 24,000 for the year. And now, in the first 8 weeks, 11,289. Just about half of last year's total in the first 8 weeks of this year. It's a very scary time to be out there if you've been vaccinated. It's a very scary time to be out there if you're an American with crime. I'll bet in the first 8 weeks, the crime numbers are pretty similar to, a third to a half of the entire year last year. Crime out of control. There's a story out about Texas authorities raiding a far-left Harris County judge's office and seizing computers in a probe related to an $11 million vaccine contract awarded to a political crony. I'll talk about that in more detail later in the show. But this sums up everything going on in America today. It's about the money. Didn't I just write this 2 weeks ago? That everything you see happening with COVID for the two-year period we've been under is money. It's greed. They all wanted to get rich on the vaccine. And they all ignored that the vaccine could hurt you or kill you or cripple you or disable you for life, because it got in the way of their making money. George Soros says the United States and the EU must remove Putin and Xi from office before they can destroy our civilization. Really? So George Soros is pushing for World War III. Does that give you some idea of how wrong World War III would be? Because the only guy we should be pushing to get him out of the way is George Soros. He should be arrested, manacled, leg irons, and flown to Guantanamo, where he should be tried for treason. And by the way, I'm going to write this column next week. If we could take Russian billionaires' property this easy, without a trial, without any idea if they're guilty, because you're an oligarch, because you're rich, and because you're from Russia, we've cut off your bank accounts, we've cut off your credit cards, we've taken your $200 and $300 million yachts, we've taken your private jets, we're seizing your mansions. Really? Without a trial? It's that easy? So why can't we take George Soros' property? Why can't we seize George Soros' yachts and private jets and mansions and bank accounts and cancel his credit cards? He is a traitor. a traitor of the highest order. It's the United States of America trying to destroy us. And now he desperately wants us in World War III. Well, that tells you something. This guy's bad news. And if he wants us in World War III, then he thinks he's going to make a lot of money on World War III. And he thinks that we're going to postpone the elections in November. By the way, this news just in from Bobby Kennedy Jr. His website's called The Defender, Children's Health Defense. 7-year-old has died of cardiac arrest 13 days after the Pfizer shot. Do you think this is normal? Do you find this normal? Because it's not. The latest VAERS number is 1,168,000 reports of adverse events, 25,000 deaths, 203,000 reports of serious injuries during the same period. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Scary. 554 million COVID vaccine doses administered as of March 4th. And I just want you to understand, 1,168,000 cases where the vaccine caused damage. And I'm telling you, those numbers are grossly, grossly, not inflated, but deflated. Grossly inadequate. They do not paint the real picture. Even Harvard said you got to multiply by 100. Columbia University says multiply by 40. So multiply 25,000 deaths times 40. Hold on. I've never been good at math. I got to use a calculator. 25,000 are the amount of deaths we know. Multiply times 40. Columbia says 1 million deaths from the COVID vaccine. We're talking about Bannon wanting war, and Mitt Romney calls on the U.S. to bomb Russians with MiGs. Mitt Romney calls the U.S. to send fighter jets to bomb the hell out of Russians in Ukraine. Send these MiGs, enough talk, people are dying, send them what they need. Wow. These people are crazy. Romney says of Putin, it's time for him to fear what we might do. And here's a story, well, I'll get into in more detail later. Ukraine maternity hospital shelling, was it a false flag? You don't know when they show you on TV a scene, whether it was really done or whether Ukraine blew it up themselves to blame Russia, to get sympathy, and to pick up $14 billion. The Russian Federation U.S. ambassador accuses the U.S. of funding military bioweapons in bioweapon labs all over Ukraine in an emergency U.N. Security Council meeting today. And Biden blames inflation on Putin, big oil, and the pandemic. But it's never him. The latest poll, thank God, 47% of voters say Republicans better able to handle inflation compared with 30% who prefer Democrats. 17-point swing for the GOP. Here's my column. Ukraine-Russia isn't a war, it's a license to steal. I want you to think about a few things. First, based on everything we know, Ukraine is the most corrupt country on the planet. Second, think about Hunter Biden's laptop. It offered proof that Joe Biden is the most corrupt traitor in U.S. political history. Biden is the big guy, quote-unquote, who gets a piece of every dirty deal outside the USA, and Ukraine, along with China, is the center of his corruption. Third, think about all the liars, frauds, and sellouts in D.C. swamp. How do they get filthy rich? It's not on their $175,000 salaries. That's chump change to these guys. The D.C. politicians take a piece of every dirty deal on foreign soil, government contracts, foreign aid, military spending, even humanitarian aid. Think about the Clintons in Haiti after the massive earthquake. They took the money, everyone will tell you, in Haiti. Deals on foreign soil are a license to steal. Especially during the fog of war, thousands of miles away from home and financial oversight. Now think about the Ukraine-Russian war. Who do you think, why do you think the D.C. politicians are lined up to give our money away to Ukraine? They couldn't care less about refugees running for their lives or injured children. Our politicians are falling over themselves to give $14 billion Ukraine because they get a cut of every dollar sent deposited into their offshore accounts. This is politics, folks. It's dirty. This is how politicians get rich. This is their license to steal. The more money we send, the bigger their cut. This is one of the biggest deals ever. One of the biggest opportunities ever. This money will be carved up like a Halloween pumpkin. First by the Biden crime family, then by all the Democrat senators and congressmen who passed the bill. Then Mitch McConnell and a few rhino Republican frauds will take their cut for betraying the country. And finally, Ukraine's President Zelensky and his crooked politicians and business partners will siphon off their share. How big is this opportunity? The Clintons just reopened their Clinton Global Initiative Foundation. The Clintons smell dirty, easy money. Think about this. Democrats and rhino Republicans never came close in 4 years under Trump to allotting $14 billion to build our wall to secure our own American borders. Meanwhile, we're under relentless assault by millions of foreign invaders who are bankrupting our healthcare system, public school system, Social Security system, all while adding trillions to our national debt. But with Ukraine, they made a $14 billion decision in a day. Why? Because they can't steal billions off the top inside America. Too many watchdogs and gadflies are watching. The D.C. swamp gets filthy rich through foreign aid on foreign soil in corrupt countries like Ukraine. With our own country in economic distress, see $7 a gallon gas and massive inflation, a deep recession clearly coming, and trillions in debt, it's literally the definition of insanity to give $14 billion of our taxpayer money to Ukraine. I know the big guy is happy, I know Congress is happy, but that's only the start. Billions will go to humanitarian groups controlled by George Soros, who will use the money to fund the destruction of America. Billions will go to U.S. defense contractors who will say thank you by taking money off the top for donations to Biden and other Democrats who passed the bill. And these are no-bid contracts. Hundreds of millions will be distributed somehow, some way, to the obedient mainstream media who convince the American people to support this boondoggle by always showing images of war favorable to Ukraine. I'll finish my commentary when we get back because there's a bang to end it. It's the end of segment one. When we get back, I'll finish the commentary entitled, Ukraine-Russia Isn't a War, It's a License to Steal.
You know, I've told you how much my feet hurt from time to time, and I've also told you how much I enjoy getting to work, because right here under my desk I have a pair of my slippers, Mike Lindell's new invention with patented fill, the MyPillow fill that, you know, he works in the pillow so well, comfort memory foam, patented impact gel, and it has an indoor-outdoor sole for all-day use. Right now, they are on sale. If you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, you will see MyPillow slippers at 50% off, but only for a limited time. Plus, you'll get Mike's soft cover book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Use my promo code USA. Savings on overstock items, too, at MyPillow.com.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. There are two things that I care about. I'm always working on my health and fitness, and I care so much about preventing illness. And that's where vitamin D comes in. Vitamin D is also known as the sunshine vitamin. How do you know if you have low levels of vitamin D? Most people don't. Sons of Liberty, our regular sponsors of CBD, have been working with a group of scientists to create this patent-pending spray vitamin. Five sprays contain a whopping 15,000 IUs of vitamin D3. It's instantly in your bloodstream, providing amazing protection against illness, and the taste is amazing. Protect yourself and your loved ones this season with this great-tasting vitamin D3 spray from Sons of Liberty. For my listeners only, go sonsofliberty.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product when you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business. Go sonsofliberty.com. Make the healthy choice and choose go sonsofliberty.com. Use code WAR15 to get up to 15% off. Go sonsofliberty.com. Hi, folks. This is Wayne Allyn Root. I know you've heard me talk about the Liberty Projects and their wonderful website, VetsAndHorses.com. They are headquartered at Shiloh Ranch here in Southern Nevada. Shiloh Ranch was the late actor Tony Curtis's horse rescue ranch. The Liberty Projects purchased the property and has repurposed it for multiple military vet programs, including rescuing and training wild Mustangs. The program is so successful, they're turning away veterans who need help, and we can't let that continue. J.P. Hoffman and his family and friends have been keeping the program alive from their very own pockets. I just learned that they need to raise $250,000 immediately to continue full operations. I told J.P. he could always count on Team Root. We can't let any veteran be turned away, ever. 100% of all donations are used for the program and only the program to help vets and horses. Covet does very little for vets. It's up to us. Help fund this great organization at vetsandhorses.com. That's vetsandhorses.com.
Raw and...
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
All right, Wayne on the Root, welcome back to the show. Sponsor of the show is Hero 2020. Retailers say smash and grabs are at crisis levels. They're robbing us blind, every retail store in America. Every day, owners of retail stores are getting robbed. There's violence, there's trespassing, there's homeless people, there's high-value products and goods stolen. Insurance claims, nightmare, your life in danger. It's time to think about non-lethal self-defense. You can't shoot the people because you can't shoot someone for stealing, but you don't want to walk up to them and hit them because they might have a knife to kill you. But you could shoot them with the Hero 2020. It's a non-lethal, non-gun, non-lethal self-defense for your employees and your business. If I owned any retail store, I would have my non-lethal Hero 2020 to give me recourse for these thugs. Hero 2020 is a much more powerful solution than pepper spray in a can. It's perfect for anyone who wants to protect themselves and doesn't feel comfortable carrying a traditional handgun. Hero 2020 will stop an attack and no one dies or gets seriously injured. You don't get sued. Do what I did and protect yourself and your business and get the Hero 2020 today at Hero2020.com. Use the coupon code WAR for Wayne L. Root for a special discount. That's Hero 2020. State restrictions may apply. So let me finish my commentary. Ukraine-Russia isn't a war. It's a license to steal. I just mentioned with our own country in distress, $7 per gallon gas and massive inflation and a deep recession clearly coming, and trillions already in debt. It's literally the definition of insanity to give $14 billion of taxpayer money to Ukraine. I know the big guy is happy. Biden probably takes his 10% off the top. I'm certain everyone in Congress is thrilled to get their piece of the pie. But that's only the start for the infamous D.C. swamp. Billions will go to humanitarian groups, many of them controlled by George Soros, who will use this money to fund the destruction of America and, again, to give donations to Democrat politicians. Billions will go to U.S. defense contractors who will say thank you by skimming off the top for donations to Biden and other Democrats who passed the bill. And inside these aid packages, or I should say aid packages, contractors are awarded no-bid contracts, no competition. How convenient for the friends of Biden and the Democrat Party. Millions of dollars, if not hundreds of millions, will be distributed to obedient mainstream media who convince the American people to support this boondoggle by always showing images of war favorable to Ukraine that make Russia look bad. Wouldn't you think, if the GOP was on our side, they'd either vote no or dramatically lower the amount. Instead of $14 billion, maybe they could give $1 or $2 billion. Wouldn't you think they put restrictions on the money? That every cent be accounted for by U.S. government watchdogs. At the very least, you think that's what they would do. Wouldn't you think they'd stipulate that the Ukraine money is only approved by Congress if Congress also approves an equal amount to build the wall between us and Mexico, to secure our border, to protect our sovereignty, to stop the invasion of our borders? Wouldn't you think they'd stipulate the money is only approved if Biden reopens drilling, oil drilling, in the United States and restarts the Keystone Pipeline. So we've got some oil. So we don't need Russian oil. We don't need Iranian oil. We don't need Venezuelan oil. We don't need Saudi oil. Just common sense. But no one cares. They're all crooks, thieves, and scam artists who go to D.C. to sell out their country for a few pieces of gold. The Ukraine-Russia war is the greatest thing to happen to politicians since 9/11 and the COVID pandemic. You know how many politicians got rich off 9/11 and the Patriot Act and the COVID pandemic. Everything they pass makes them rich. They give the contracts to their relatives and their spouses and their kids. You know what Democrats say? Never let a crisis go to waste. And then at the bottom of this column, I put to watch what Wayne thinks about the Ukraine-Russian war. Click here to watch Wayne guest host the Alex Jones Show. So if you want to go to my website, meaning rootforamerica.com right now, and then you click on commentary at the top, and then you see Ukraine-Russia isn't a war, it's a license to steal. And then when you get to the bottom, there's a video, and it's the whole hour of me hosting the Alex Jones Show. So if you've never seen me hosting the Alex Jones Show on TV, here's your chance. Only at rootforamerica.com. When we get back, we've got guests, and I've got the biggest news in the world that came out while you were distracted by the Russia-Ukraine war. We'll be right back. Wayne Allyn Root. The Root's on fire. My website, rootforamerica.com. If you wonder where to listen to my radio show, just go to the website. Click on my local radio show. Click on my national radio show. Click on my podcast, all right at the top. Boom, click, button, go. That's how you go to Wayne Root. And, of course, you can email me anytime, WayneRoot@gmail.com. WayneRoot@gmail.com. And my new video is up. My video podcast for this week, America's Top 10, is up at RootForAmerica.com right now.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The United States has a responsibility to defend other NATO members. That's what President Biden told House Democrats while speaking in Philadelphia on Friday. Biden adding sending U.S. forces to fight in Ukraine would mark the start of World War III. Meanwhile, regarding domestic issues, the president addresses Republicans' arguments that his executive order that canceled the Keystone XL pipeline last year is one of the driving factors behind rising gas prices.
Biden said he's going to stop the Keystone pipeline, and I did. And that's the reason prices went up. Folks, let's get something straight here. The Keystone pipeline was 2 years away and had been 2% finished.
AAA reporting the national average for gasoline is $4.33 a gallon, a record high. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach. The dead doctors don't lie guy says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Root, welcome back. The Root's on fire. Coming to you from the house that Root built here in Las Vegas, Nevada, and broadcast all over these United States by USA Radio Network. And soon, we shall have a TV show as well, maybe multiple TV shows. You know, I've already got Alex Jones on the permanent guest host every Tuesday from noon to 1 o'clock West Coast time, so from 3 o'clock to 4 o'clock East Coast time on the Alex Jones show. I'll be doing it this Tuesday. The following Tuesday, I'll be off, obviously, because if you have been listening to my show, you know I'm headed off for my honeymoon at Mar-a-Lago with President Trump. We're spending our honeymoon in Mar-a-Lago. It doesn't get any better than that. It is like the most amazing place on earth. I've been there before, but I've never stayed there, you know, but I'm staying in Mar-a-Lago. So I'll miss 1 week, but generally every Tuesday now, I'm the guest host for Alex Jones on the Alex Jones Show. And we're talking about many other things with Alex Jones and two other networks. So I expect to have a five-day-a-week television show to announce in the next couple of weeks. Sons of Liberty Vitamin D3 Spray is the sponsor of this segment of the show. It's our favorite CBD company, Sons of Liberty CBD. They have the most high-quality CBD in the country. But they've partnered with a brilliant team of scientists to bring an amazing new vitamin D product to market, vitamin D3. Sons of Liberty Vitamin D3 Spray provides 15,000 IU, that's a mega dose, 15,000 IU daily. It tastes great, it's in your bloodstream instantly, no pills to swallow. Everyone should think about supplementation with Sons of Liberty Vitamin D3 Spray. There's so many studies out there talking about the positive health implications of having enough vitamin D and the negative health implications of not having enough vitamin D. For my listeners, GoSonsOfLiberty.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product forever when you use the code WAR15 for Wayne Allyn-Root. WAR15 gets you 15% off forever at GoSonsOfLiberty.com. That's the website, GoSonsOfLiberty.com. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business. GoSonsOfLiberty.com. All right, we've got our guest. Vince Ellison is with us for repeat performance. We had a great time with him last time. He's a best-selling author. His new book, 25 Lies, Exposing Democrats' Most Dangerous, Seductive, Damnable, Destructive Lies and How to Refute Them, former Republican candidate for Congress in South Carolina. Vince Ellison. Vince, welcome back to the Wayne Allyn-Root Show.
Wayne, it is a pleasure to be with you. Thank you for having me.
All right, let's start very quickly. We did your book last time, but I still want to start with a quick retracking here. Your book exposes the lies of the Democrat Party, and you've got a great quote in your book, and I wanted you to recite that quote to my people about the problem with racism.
Oh, yeah, the problem with racism is not, has nothing to do with white people. It has to do with black male cowardice. You know, the biggest problem is not that black people some white people might feel that they're superior. Is that too many black people feel that they're inferior. They believe the lie of their own inferiority. And when you start dealing with CRT, systemic racism, all this type of stuff, you know, it's ridiculous because I am an American. I am a child of God. I'm an heir of Jesus Christ. I cannot be inferior to anyone. And when you start talking about systemic racism, when you start talking about saying that one race is superior to the other one, when you start saying you need government to pass laws to coerce other races into allowing you to catch up with them, you're admitting to your own inferiority. And God knows, man, how do you come out of that when you have a leadership that is constantly telling its people that they are inferior? Yeah, that's the thing I hate about the Democrat Party. You know, even when they say stupid stuff like we have to have black people don't have enough sense to go get an ID so they can vote, right? Because they think we're inferior. They leave us in the ghettos. They disarm the black community because they believe that black people are inferior. They don't let them have school choice because they think they're too stupid to wield it because they believe we're inferior. The Democratic Party has always lived under that premise. That black people are inferior. And they've always used politics, just like the Nazis. Nazism is using politics to elevate one race over another one. That's all it is. And Democrats said for 170 straight years, unapologetically, that they were raised, that they were going to use politics to keep black people under the foot of white people. That was their whole idea. And they're still doing it today. 200 years later, black people are in the same position they were in 200 years ago. white people living, white Democrats living in Manhattan and skyscrapers inside of Beverly Hills, and you got poor black people in the ghettos scraping to make a living, and that's how they want to keep it. So, yeah, it has nothing to do with white people. White people aren't harming black people in America anymore. The smashing grabs, the dope being sold on the side of the street, the murders, they'll be done by black men. So it's black male cowardice and black people leaving a line of own inferiority. That's the problem in America right now when it comes to race.
Yeah, and let me tell you something. I've never understood the idea of white privilege. I mean, I'm sure there's some rich white people out there who have white privilege. I went to Columbia University with them, but I sure didn't have it. And I don't know any middle-class white people or small business owners that have it. My father was a butcher. I'm an SOB, son of a butcher. Who gave me anything in my life ever other than a piece of meat? You know, if I wanted a piece of bologna, my dad would say, here you go. But I've never gotten anything free besides a piece of bologna from my own dad, the butcher, in my entire life. But I did see black privilege on display in Chicago yesterday when Jussie Smollett got a lousy 150 days in prison for slandering the entire white Trump race. If you're white and you support Trump, he tried to make it like we're all racists and murderers who want to hang or lynch black people in the middle of the street. I've been around for 60 years. I was born in a rough, you know, black town surrounded by all black, went to all black middle school, all black high school. I've never in my life thought about lynching a black man. I don't know what the hell these people are talking about, but any liberal who thinks white people roam the streets looking to lynch liberals should look towards Jussie Smollett because it's a scam, and he gets a lousy 150 days for slandering every white person in America. Isn't that hate speech? Shouldn't he have gotten a special hate speech, addition to his crime that gives you like 5 years in jail? He got off easy. I call that black privilege.
Jussie Smollett is a microcosm of the victimization that is held by most black men that is elevated and permeated by the Democrat Party. We have to go back to the foundation of this. We have to believe again in evil because, you know, you know the old saying, the greatest trick the devil ever played was to make us believe that he no longer existed. The second greatest trick was to make us believe that he is the good guy. And we, you know, a brave man has to look the devil in the eye and call him the devil. We've forgotten that evil exists in this world, and the Democratic Party is an evil institution. Their job is to bring about hatred, envy, strife, covetousness toward all the American people. If you want to know the Democrat Party, as John F. Kennedy said in front of the Berlin Wall, if you want to know about communism, let them come to Berlin. If you want to know about the Democratic Party, let them go to the ghettos in the inner city. That's who they are. And they want to do that to this whole nation. They have black people there looking at each other every day, just killing each other on an industrial level. They want to do the same thing to the white race. That's what CRT is all about. They want to teach white children to hate themselves the way they taught black people to hate themselves. They want to teach black people, I mean white people, to be victims and have a sense of entitlement like Jussie Smollett and the NBA basketball player, or the WNBA basketball player that is now in a Russian jail for bringing drugs to Russia. They have a sense of entitlement that gets them in trouble and puts them in a position where they cannot achieve greatness in the United States of America. This is the plan of the Democrat Party. This is the reason why they have people on plantations and they didn't teach them to read and they kept them on the heel of the master. We have to keep you under control. We have to humiliate you. We have to demoralize you. And if we do that, we can then control you. You can never, ever believe that you are making your own decision. I have to humiliate you. I have to crush you down to let you understand that I am in control of you. I am your master. And they've done this to black people. You remember, that's what he did to the black lady, Ms. Ketanji Brown Jackson, when he brought her to the Supreme Court.
New Supreme Court nominee.
I'm giving it. I'm giving it to a black woman. You didn't earn it. You owe it to your master. That's the Democrat Party, and they do it because the people that run that party are evil people, and I will say that, and I'll never back away from it.
Have you looked at the record of Ketanji Brown Jackson, by the way, the new Supreme Court nominee? He gave it to a black woman who was on a federal court for 1 year. Many of her, if not most of her, judgments have been overturned. And she's incredibly radical slash liberal slash progressive slash what I call socialist communist. She is a radical. I don't care if she's black. I care if she's a communist out to destroy America. She's a horrible choice.
Oh, yeah, and it matches. It matches these people, don't it? This is who Biden and the Democrats are. Look, my book, 25 Lies, talks about how they lie. That's all they do is lie. But Biden stood in front of Martin Luther King Jr.'s tomb, said if you don't vote for his bill that will allow them to steal elections, that you're like Bull Connor, you're like George Wallace, like all these terrible racists. He said if you're black and don't vote for him, you're not black. You know, these people have lied consistently. And, again, I have to remind America that they have to look at the inner city. And we have to remind ourselves that just like we are looking at the people inside of Ukraine and we're upset that Vladimir Putin is beating these people to death and destroying them and killing them, we have to do the same thing in America when we deal with our own people. We are watching the Democrat Party destroy a race of people in real time on our own soil. When we look at the Democrat Party beating the hell out of and killing black people, and put them in these terrible schools, and destroying the black family, we watch it in real time. We look at Chicago, we look at Detroit, and it is incumbent upon us as Americans to say, that's enough. The same way that we have a visual effect when we see Vladimir Putin doing this to Ukraine.
Hey, Vince, I'm butting in just because we're up against the break. The music's on, and we got to run. But we love having you on. We'll have you on a regular basis. He's a best-selling author. His new book, 25 Lies, Exposing the Democrats' Most Dangerous Lies and How to Refute Them. Former Republican candidate for Congress in South Carolina, Vince Ellison. Thank you, Vince. Hi, it's Wayne Allyn Root, and I want to tell you a real story. A husband and wife were driving home from dinner. While stopped at a light, they were suddenly surrounded by an angry mob, and the mob forced open the driver's side door, attempting to drag the husband from the car. But he reached for his Hero 2020 non-lethal weapon. He shot his attacker twice in the chest, unleashing a powerful chemical pepper irritant, forcing the attackers to back off, and the couple escaped safely. No bullets were fired, no lives were lost. I know how training and preparedness makes the difference. I've seen and reviewed many guns and self-defense products, and the Hero 2020 is one of the easiest to use, carry, and conceal. Plus, it saves lives. Hero 2020 is a high-powered, award-winning, non-lethal defender. That's why I have one in each of my cars and in multiple rooms of my home and office. To order your own Hero 2020, visit Hero2020.com. Use coupon code WAR for a special discount. Hero2020.com. That's Hero2020.com. State law restrictions may apply.
Hey friends, John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energize Health. Come on, you've heard about us on Newsmax Television, on Wayne Allyn Root. We have helped tens of thousands of people all across America and around the world to lose fat, to reverse every disease you can imagine. High blood pressure, diabetes, Meniere's disease, arthritis. Come on, you can get healthy this year. And because you're associated with WAR, you get a 40% discount. Are you kidding me? We only do that because we love Wayne Allyn Root and he loves you. So you just have to take an action step. Be a beautiful, beloved skeptic. But go log on to energizehealth.com. Look at testimonials just like you. Do your research. Listen to Dr. Brian Taylor. Log on energizehealth.com and change your life in 2022.
Did you know most vitamin supplements don't even come from food? Even the products with colorful fruits and vegetables adorning the labels are seldom derived from produce. Typically, supplements are synthetic, made in a laboratory. Modern science may synthetically imitate these chemicals, but your body isn't fooled. It knows the difference, and it craves quality materials to build, repair, and fight illness. You need to consume fruits and vegetables daily in a variety of colors, as well as whole grains and other fresh food. That's why I formulated Balance of Nature. I wanted to be able to give my patients a natural alternative to the cheap, unnatural chemistry by giving them real fruits and vegetables. In fact, the only ingredients inside of Balance of Nature are whole fruits and vegetables. Don't settle for imitation nutrition. Reach for the good stuff, the real stuff.
Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com to get 35% off your first preferred order by using discount code USA.
Raw and unfiltered. Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
This segment of the show, Tangible Investments. Inflation is skyrocketing. It's all over the news. It's all anybody talks about. Joe Biden's running away from it. He thinks it's not his problem. He thinks it's Putin's problem. He thinks it's Big Oil's problem. Oil is causing inflation. That's right. ExxonMobil. They're causing inflation. It's not Joe Biden. It just so happens that Donald Trump gave the world to the oil business and they lowered prices. And under Biden, it threw the roof. It's oil's fault. Trump kissed their ass for 4 years, and they rewarded us with energy independence and the most prosperous 4 years in history and the cheapest oil ever. And now under Biden, it's because of Putin. It's because of Big Oil. It's because of COVID. It's everything but Biden's fault. But inflation is through the roof. It's only getting worse. I mean, if you listen to this show every day, you should have bought gold and silver a long time ago. Gas prices up dramatically. Energy prices up dramatically. Grocery prices up dramatically. What can you do about it? Protect yourself and your family. Only gold, silver, and other hard assets give you true protection. And my friends, a tangible guarantee. Two things if you say Wayne Allyn Root. You're a fan of Wayne Allyn Root. You're a friend of Wayne Allyn Root. Two things they guarantee. The absolute lowest prices on any product you buy from them. Gold, silver, precious metals, rare coins. Best price in America. Or the best customer service in America. You get them both from Tangible Investments. Call 800-384-41, 800-384-41. Even the call is free, 800-384-41. All right, some other big news stories that we want to talk about before we get to hour number two. First of all, you know, if inflation is really that bad, can you imagine that Pelosi's response to it is to pass a new bill? Just pass a new bill with $1.5 trillion in spending. And inside that bill, over 4,000 pork earmarks. This is the new $1.5 trillion omnibus spending bill. And the Democrat leadership dumped almost 3,000-page bill on the members on Wednesday to review it in 48 hours, and it includes 4,000 pork projects in earmarks. According to the Hill, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer alone has a long list of earmarks for his state ahead of his reelection bid. That includes 59 earmarks, totaling nearly $80 million in the transportation, housing, and urban development section alone. While Congress disavowed earmarks, the pork-ridden bill shows that both parties have abandoned the pledge. Let's see. We're now $30 trillion in debt, and Schumer has 142 earmarks inside. Unbelievable. Inside the bill. It was a clever move at the perfect time, with Ukraine raging and people traumatized over the war. Leadership like Nancy Pelosi kept bringing questions back to $14 billion in aid for Ukraine. There's no time to waste, they kept saying. So you don't read the bill and you just pass it. Gosh. And in the meantime, even before this package, the Committee for Responsible Federal Budget predicted that the debt-to-GDP ratio is at 101%, and the total federal debt, including intergovernment debt, makes it 120%. And you know what this article doesn't tell you? I was quoting this 15 years ago, back in the early 2000s. Well, that was 20 years ago almost, in the early 2000s. I was quoting, I would say, around 2004. So that would have been 18 years ago. The fact that if we ever reach 100% of debt to GDP, no country in world history has ever come back from that, ever. No country in world history has ever come back from over 100% debt to GDP, and we're now arguing somewhere between 101% and 120%. That could be why the University of Michigan sentiment survey slumps in March as hope plunges and inflation expectations surge. March's preliminary University of Michigan sentiment data was expected to fall even further, plumbing new lows not seen since 2011. Who was president in 11? Barack Hussein Obama. But things are much worse than expected, with the headline sentiment print dropping from 62.8 to 59.7, well below the 61 expected. Expectations plunge from 59 to 54. Current conditions plunge from 68 to 67. Sentiment tumbled across all political groups, with Democrats being the worst. And finally, most importantly, inflation expectations soared, with the highest one-year inflation expectation since December of 1981. And it must all be Trump's fault. I mean, it has to be, right? And of course, one more story like that. Kamala Harris went to Europe. Can you imagine they sent Kamala Harris to Europe to try and negotiate the Ukraine situation? And she cackled in the middle of a question about, you know, refugees are about to all be killed by the millions. And she like... And so the former Secretary of State of... former Press Secretary of Zelensky, the President of Ukraine, put out a tweet and said, this would be a nightmare if this woman were to ever become President of the United States. Nightmare. And The View, you know, The View, with all those crazy liberal women, bunch of commie nutcases, nutjobs, they blamed people criticizing Kamala Harris on racism and misogyny. It's because she's a woman and we hate women. It's because she's black and we hate black people. They say there's a racial aspect to it. It's not because Kamala Harris is the dumbest person that ever lived. It's not because she screwed her way to the top. It's not because she sat on Willie Brown to get where she is. It's because she's a woman and she's black, and I must hate women and blacks. Oh, my God.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.